Are you ready to experience God's best for your life? Ready to rekindle your dreams? Today's episode is part one of our final strategy from our Overcome Overwhelm Recovery Strategy series.
Stay tuned. This encore episode of Staying Real About Faith and Family begins right now.
Welcome to Staying Real About Faith and Family. If you're looking for a community where you can get real about life without resistance, you're in the right place. I'm Linda Goldfarb, and each week, Heather Greer and I offer personal insight to encourage transparent living from a biblical viewpoint with practical applications. Staying real with the Holy Spirit's leading is what we're all about. We pray that today's episode blesses you. Let's go to Father. Father God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for the opportunity to complete this series on overcoming the overwhelm that we experience. Father, speak into the hearts of those that are listening, Lord. Give them the words that you want them to hear. We love you, Father, and we praise you and thank you so much for just allowing us this time. As always, if there is anything that we share that is not of you, we trust that you will not allow it to be brought back to the memory of those that are listening. We love you, Father, and we praise you, praise you, praise you. We really do. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
All right. Welcome. Welcome to my good friend and co-host, Heather Greer. Good to have you, Heather.
Good morning, Linda. I'm excited today because I just got my planner in the mail. I know that doesn't sound like a lot, but I love that time of year when I can start putting in the new dates and things like that. I know New Year's is generally people's time to look at stuff like that. But when I get my planner, that's when I go through and see where I've been in the last 12 months and where I want to go in the next 12 months. So I'm looking forward to starting to pencil things in and get that going.
Oh, this is great. So what kind of a planner do you use? Is there one that you just really love and you're like, yeah, I just replenish it every year?
Yes, it's the only one I found that I actually do use. And it's the Christian Planner. And it has notes sections. It has dream board sections. It has things broken down into months and days and weeks. And I really enjoy using it. And it gives me a thing that I can take to church with me and keep scripture notes in and even like doodle ideas for books and things like that. So,
oh, perfect.
And we do want to welcome everybody to this episode, along with all the Staying Real About Faith and Family episodes we release. We pray this one inspires and equips you to hold on to faith as you navigate your family through real life issues. And today's discussion will wrap up our strategies based on the question, how do I function when my life is completely overwhelming?
Yes. We've got episode 22, 23, and in episode 22, we covered strategy one, which is recapture your life and leadership purpose. Episode 23 walked us through strategy two of redirecting your mind. And today, as Heather said, strategy three, rekindle your dreams.
And for those who may have missed parts one and two, we covered a lot of practical, helpful information that you don't want to miss. But for now, Linda, would you like to share anything specific as kind of a refresher just to give them some background on where we've been and where we're going?
Oh, that'll be good. As we walked through strategies one and two, we asked you, the listener, to consider your purposed wholeness. In other words, who you are to others, who you are to yourself, and who you are to Father God. We touched on who to seek as spiritual mentors. Episode 22 also provides a PDF download of the God's Best Use of Me questionnaire that we started, kicked everything off with to help you kind of define a little bit more about your passion area, what your calling is, and such as that. And then episode 23 really kind of takes a deeper dive into living what we call a whatever life backed by biblical truth.
And this is just a bare bones outline, guys. So please, after this episode, go back and listen to episodes 22 and 23 in the series. But for now, let's get going with strategy 3. I know we have a lot more to cover. And you say we need to rekindle our dreams. And as a reminder, as Linda just said, the questionnaire download in episode 22 helps you discover your dream and calling.
Strategy 3, rekindle, or you might prefer the word recharge, your dream. And when we re something, when we rekindle or recharge, that means we had to have had it to begin with. I do believe God gives us a calling. He gives us a desire. He allows us to dream what he wants to accomplish in and through us, Heather. And in that process, because of the busyness of our life, because of the overwhelm, many of us experience an overwhelm of unmet desires and dreams. And mm-hmm. too often when that happens, what we do is we place those dreams on the back burner, or maybe mm-hmm. we forget about them altogether, right? And uh-huh. part of that, I think, is because our strength is zapped. I've come to the end of several days going, man, I'm just spent, you know, spent uh-huh. seems to have been my word, I think, in 2022. And not meaning that I spent a lot of money. I was just spent. I was just like, the day's not done, but I'm done, right? And it seems that we can't recharge completely or quick enough to stay motivated with what God has for us, with our calling, with our dream. Because mm-hmm. God knows what we dream, Heather. And I'm going to touch this for just a moment. The enemy does not know our thoughts. Everyone needs to be mm-hmm. clear of that. He is not all-knowing. He is not all-powerful. He is not everywhere. He doesn't know what we think. He doesn't get in our mind. But the Holy Spirit knows what we're thinking. Mm-hmm. He knows what's going on in our deepest part of our soul. And because he does, we actually have the connection to tap into a supernatural perspective, or to recharge from a supernatural resource, which is the Holy Spirit in us. And because he knows what we're thinking, he leads our mind in directions of remembrance. He takes us to a place where he's like, you've learned this. This is what you know. This is what you remember. And he continues to encourage us and equip us and to guide us with what it is that he has walked us through. And of course, the he is God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And so God's best for us does include a life of abundance. We've discussed before that, you know, I'm not talking about prosperity mm-hmm. gospel. I'm talking about a full life, a life where dreams are accomplished, and the dreams that God has placed in our hearts, the desires, because he knows every single one of them. And we're reassured in scripture. A familiar scripture is Jeremiah 29:11. Where we are told, where Jesus says to us, for I know the plans I have for you. And I, you know, I say Jesus because Jesus was, is, and is to come. So this is a remembrance of what we're taught in Jeremiah as he's one of the prophets. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. And I believe this includes our dreams, our passions, mm-hmm. our desires. So, Heather, we have a few scripture references, and I'm just going to walk through these quickly. And this is about the Holy Spirit as mm-hmm. our power source, the Holy Spirit as the one that we tap into. We can look at a lot of different sources of power. We can mm-hmm. consider our life as being, we have one plug in, we can put one plug in that single plug, or we can put one plug into a single outlet. Uh-huh. Well, the Holy Spirit is a multi-purpose outlet. There's a lot of things we can plug into him and receive from him. So think of him as, get that visual, folks, of that big extension cord. that heavy duty, the most heavy dutiest extension cord, is, I don't know that that's a word, it is now, you can imagine. And it's got all of these places where you could plug in, because you know what? He does not run out of power.
Yeah,
his resources are unending.
Mm-hmm.
And we have access to him as believers, followers of Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit in us gives us the power that we need to overcome the overwhelm. And here's the scripture references. I've got four of them that I'm going to share quickly. John 14, verse 26. And this is what we read. This is from the English Standard Version, translation, ESV. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. This is Jesus speaking to the disciples, but it's also Jesus speaking to us. And as we go through his word and we learn his word and we find his promises and we declare the truth from scripture, the Holy Spirit continues to teach us. He continues to guide us in all things, not just a few things, all things. We need to really hold on to that, that that is what he does. Then we have Mark 13, 11. And when they bring you to trial and deliver you over, do not be anxious beforehand what you are to say, but say whatever is given you in that hour. For it is not you who speak, but the Holy Spirit. My friends, this is power.
Mm-hmm.
This is the power for us to be able to walk into any situation. And we're living in a time where everyone is coming up against us. As believers in Christ, we declare Jesus Christ as the only way. And others are coming up going, well, you're exclusive. You're not this. You're telling other people they can't. Mm-hmm. We don't have to argue truth. What we do is we walk in the power of the one who supplies us, the one who mm-hmm. gives us the source that we need to have to stand. And that is the Holy Spirit. We're not anxious before anybody. We stand and we speak what he gives us. And then we have Luke 11, 13. If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more would the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? I'm a mama, grandmama, and I'm going to tell you right now, I will tell you, I fail in so many ways as that grandma, as that grandpa, as the mama. And there are times when I'm not doing my best, but what mm-hmm. I want to give my children is the best that I have. This is what Father's saying. I'm going to give you every aspect of the Holy Spirit. It's not a, you only get partial access.
Uh-huh.
No, we have full access to the Holy Spirit who resides in us. That is untapped resources that we need to know is prepared to help us with our dreams, to rekindle our dreams, mm-hmm. to really tap into our purpose. And then we have Luke 12, 12. And I like this because it gives us a little bit more of a defined timeline. I truly believe that if we get this and we harbor it in our hearts, we're going to be able to allow it to work deeply in our day-to-day, moment by moment. It reads, for the Holy Spirit will teach you in that very hour what you ought to say. The one we referenced before was Mark 13, 11, not to be anxious because he will give us whatever in a given hour because it's going to be him that speaks. But what he's saying here is, Heather, he will teach us in that very hour. That moment when we're wondering and we're seeking and we're, are these the right words? Is this the right direction? Is this what I need to do? Mm-hmm. When we speak to him and say, give me what I need. Lord, give me what I need. Holy Spirit, I'm seeking this truth. Give it to me. and we can walk assured of the Holy Spirit's power in us, mm-hmm. working through us every single moment.
I'm really glad you included Jeremiah 29:11. I have always loved that verse. I think it speaks to the dreamer in me. But I've never paired it with these other four verses with intentionality, I guess. And seeing them all put together this way, it's a really powerful reminder that when my dream is aligned with God's dream for me, that it becomes Holy Spirit powered and it can become all that God means it to be.
Amen. Amen. And isn't that what we want to do, Heather? I'm reminded, mm-hmm. you know, the Apostle Paul who says, you know, there's a lot of things I know I should do, but there's times I do what I don't want to do. And that's because evil is alive, right? And we're walking around in fallen flesh, and some of us more than others. Mm-hmm. I'll just tell you that right now. But we have the Holy Spirit in us who makes all things possible. And when we define that portion from Jeremiah 29:11, where he says, I know the plans that I have for you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Holy Spirit is in us to share with us the plans uh-huh. that he has for us.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And if I recognize, oh, the Holy Spirit does this. Oh, the Holy Spirit will teach me. Oh, the Holy Spirit is available every hour, every moment. Mm-hmm. That opens up a whole new world for me. Oh, and yeah. those times when I start to lose my dream, lose that adrenaline, lose that enthusiasm, I just want to go, Holy Spirit, just revitalize me.
Mm-hmm.
And he will do that. And I believe there are five ways we can be intentional. I love that you used the intentional word, because we must be intentional in our life in order to be able to walk out our life recharged, revitalized, with our dreams rekindled. So there's five things we're going to talk about. One is to schedule our R&R for ourselves and our family. The second one is to plan spiritual retreats. The third one, attend leadership training and Bible studies. The fourth one, connect with like minds. And the fifth one is pray. We're going to start with the first one, scheduling R&R, rest and relaxation for yourself and your family. What occurs during this time when we are intentional, Heather, it helps to rekindle what I call the kinship, that bonding time.
Mm-hmm.
If I am set apart into a family, I have a spouse, I have children, I have grandchildren, brand new, great grandbaby, and there's a reason why I have that family. God mm-hmm. has set me apart to be a part of this family, and I need to make sure that I am allowing rest in our family, relaxation in our family, and to actually schedule it. We can be all about planning our week if we're writers to write, if we're speakers to speak, if we have a business to do our business, if we have mm-hmm. to get our work done to make sure that we accomplish, check off the boxes, and do all of this. And yes. there's some of us that don't plan anything. And if we don't plan anything, nothing is assured. But if I sit back and I look at my calendar and I say, you know, gosh, I really want to spend more time with my kids. How many times have you said that to someone? Oh, I wish I could spend more time with you. I'd love to spend more time with you. I'd love to have, well, here's how that works. You schedule it. You talk about that planner that you've got, Heather?
Uh-huh.
Let me tell you, one of the biggest highlightest, I'm using a lot of brand new
you
words.
You are. You're making up a lot of new words as you stomp on my toes today.
Well, Well, I'll pick up mine and lift yours up as I'm lifting up mine. Here's the thing. If I say I want to reconnect, it's like me saying, you know, Lord, I want to know you more, but I'm not going to open the Bible. Whoa. Mm-hmm. What is that? I'm not being truthful then, am I? Mm-mm. If I say I want to know God more, I need to go to what he's given to me as a resource to get to know him. Mm-hmm. If I don't want my family life to be overwhelmed, if I want to rekindle the dreams for my family, with my spouse, for my loved ones, I need to be purposed and I need to schedule some time. Mm-hmm. Even if we start with once a month coming together, once a month spending time just to say, golly, how are you? And, oh, let me find out more about what this child does, or asking the questions. Mm-hmm. I have a great list of connection questions. I'm going to be sharing in the beginning of the year in an episode. These are questions we can ask all of our family members to get to know them more. I'm not sharing that today, but I'm going to share that in the beginning of January so we can start our year off at a really good place, purposed, okay? That's what we want to do. Schedule our R&R with ourselves. That may mean that I need to just have a little bit of a respite. That means I may have to schedule downtime during the day, not go back to back with stuff, close my eyes for 30 minutes, just relax, listen to music, do something that's going to help me, and to plan it to do that. And then also to spend time with our family.
You know, at times I've been tempted to push aside bonding time with the family because of the catch-up you have to do when you come back to work. Anytime you put one thing in, something else falls by the wayside. But we can't do that. I can't do that. The time together lets our loved ones know that next to God, they are our priority. Mm-hmm. And if we say they are, they need to be. Just recently, my husband took off work for my birthday. Not his birthday, mine, just so we could spend the day together. And I can't tell you how loved. We didn't do anything outrageous, but just him being willing to do that, me knowing he's got to go back to work after that and catch up on all that he didn't do that day.
Yeah.
That makes me feel loved.
Amen. Amen. Can you see how, Heather, then, if I choose to do that with each of my children, if I choose to do that with a grandchild, I'm showing them, right? I'm not telling them something that's going to vaporize. I'm showing them. And it doesn't have to be extended time, just small amounts of time that's intentional, revitalizes our passion, our dreams, and tells us we can accomplish the small things that lead to the bigger things. So that's fantastic. Fantastic. Well, number two, we need to plan spiritual retreats. I consider this a time of personal refreshing. It's like a spa day for my mind. There's many women who will choose to go and be pampered, get their nails done, have manicures, have pedicures. A lot of people go in for massages because they feel the tension in their physical body and they're going, oh, I just need to have this removed. I can't function right. I believe that there is the need for a spiritual clearing of the mind.
Yes.
And that comes, again, it's an intentional choice where I want to say, where can I get away and not function, not learn another skill, not learn another craft, because I'm one of those. I want to check off a box. I want to say that I accomplished something. Boom, boom, boom. If it's frivolous, it's not all that much fun. But that spiritual retreat allows me just to center on Father and me. And when I do that, Heather, I am so much better for my husband. I'm so much better for my family. I'm so much better for anyone who comes into contact with me. And we want to talk about rekindling dreams. When I clear my mind of all the clutter, it opens up the opportunity for me to hear the Holy Spirit, for Him to say, Linda, this is your next best right now. You can't do all of this. And it's not about the doing. Right now, I just need you to be. And that's number two. We need to plan spiritual retreats. And that can be a day off by ourselves. It can be a time block. Maybe it's 3-4 hours. Don't scrimp on the spiritual application of our life. That's not good. For me to be my best, I should be undergirding that more than anything else that I do. Because if I don't have that spiritual release, that calm, that peace, everything still remains blocked up. Mm-hmm. So that would be number two.
I can totally see how that is vital. Because if we want to know we're living God's plan and purpose for us, we've got to know Him intimately. And that comes with time and listening to Him. And we can't listen to Him. Like you said, if those thoughts are flying around in our head, if we can't still ourselves enough to stop that whirlwind, that tornado of thoughts going on in our mind, how do we expect to be able to reach up and pick up the one thought that God has for us? And, you know, once all that's stilled, we can hear that.
Yes.
So I totally see how this one is vital to knowing and living God's dream and God's way for our lives.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you so much for tuning in with us this week. We pray that you have been blessed by what you've received so far. Next week, you're going to have the final three ways to rekindle your dreams, and we have additional resources we're going to share with you.
May Yahweh bless you and keep you in all that you do. Until next time, this is Linda Goldfarb
and Heather,
staying real about faith and family.